Something that's not here, it's over, what, over, I don't have it here, but I left it over.
At home?
All right. You would never say over yonder?
Well, it could be, yes.
Over yonder? Would you say that for me?
Yonder.
Now, suppose I'd ask you a question and you didn't hear me. How would you ask me to repeat it?
Please repeat question. Uh-huh.
Okay. And, if I were describing Mr. Chambon, and I would say, well, he's the man, and how would you finish that? He's the man.
Our teacher, would you mean?
I'd say, who's the man who's sitting with us? And you'd say, he's the man. Sitting with us.
Who's with us?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. I was interested in the who there. What do you call a thing that's in the middle of a cherry?
Pit.
How about a peach? What's in the middle of it?
Pit.
Never use stone?
Yes. I think that would apply to it.
But not a cherry stone?
No.
Peach stone, not a cherry stone. Any different kinds of peaches that you can remember, differentiated types?
Oh, there's Michigan, Clingstone.
Free
stone.
What's that center part of the apple that we don't eat?
Core.
And you ever have a word for pieces of dried apple? Or is that what you used to refer to?
Well, dried apples.
Just dried apple. Never
but they used to hang on strings.
Not snits. You never referred to snits.
I never heard of it.
What about the hard cover for a nut? What do you call that?
Shell.
Uh-huh. Different kinds of outer cover, different kinds of nuts. You can think of, could you name some different kinds of nuts?
Walnuts, butternuts, pecans.
Okay, that's good. You got the first one. Walnuts, what I was after.
Oh.
Now, well, keep on. The kind of nut that they make a butter out of, what is that?
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. And are there any distinctions between the kind that you'd say grow at home, the kinds you'd buy in a store if you're buying these peanuts? Any different words that you'd use to describe them?
Well, to buy always are stacked, sorted.
Mm-hmm. But you never call them goobers? Now,
but a lot of these things I really don't know.
Well, you're not expected to know all of them, and that's why I'm finding out. See, what you don't know is just the significance of what you do in terms of this area. Now, if we had some oranges, and we ate them all, and somebody else came in and wanted one, we'd say, I'm sorry, but the oranges are...
gone.
I had a garden this year in the back of my house, and I planted carrots and other things that grew under the ground. What other things grow under the ground?
Vegetables.
Yeah, but what other types of vegetables grow there? Well, obviously, they grow above the ground, too, but the part to eat is below the ground, like a carrot. Any others you can think of like that? Onions?
Parsnips.
Uh-huh. And anything else?
Potatoes.
Uh-huh. The ones that are red, kind of hot when you eat them. They're sometimes white, also.
Well, they're several kinds of potatoes.
No, I mean the little red things like that come in bunches and eat them. They're kind of tangy, hot.
Below the ground?
Yeah, well, the red part grows below the ground. The top grows above.
Onions?
No, that grows that way, but, everything,
rutabagas?
Everything, well, we'll come back to this. How about?
Radish.
That's it. Radish.